Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Second week doing this.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back, baby. We're back.
We are back. Instead of posting an episode, be like, we promised we're back, and then we weren't.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks worth of Booze and Bass, so
no, I know.
You guys are welcome, by the way.
Pretty much lock us in for every Friday. You're welcome.
What are we talking about today, Madison?
So today we're going to be talking about the Appalachian Mountains. I would like to put a disclaimer. Anyone in the Appalachian Range.
Okay.
If I get any of the lore wrong, I apologize. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I know a lot of people...
Is this a disrespectful topic?
Or? Like, I don't really know. I feel like there's a lot of discourse around it on TikTok. So I'm not really sure what the discourse around Appalachian Range groups are.
Okay. I have some things to talk about. Like, with this... Because I've been seeing some things on, like, TikTok and everything that are, like... Of course, I've been getting them at, like, 1 in the morning and stuff.
Right.
And they're, like, kind of creepy, but, like... That's what made me, like, think of this topic for us to talk about today.
Right. Because I feel like it's a lot of, like... Almost... A lot of the stuff with it, I found, is a lot of, like, if you know, you know. Like, it's a lot of things from...
So it's, like, stuff just, we wouldn't understand kind of thing?
Yeah. It's okay. Kind of, like, lore, and it's stuff that it's, like, it sounds ridiculous, but these are things that, like, a ton of people have, like, grandparents, decades and decades of family members that have, like, told them the same, like...
Okay, so, like, urban lore. Legends kind of... Yeah. Okay.
And, like... Let me start with, like, a little blurb. Like, some of the folklore I saw, like, this one guy was like, oh, this is stuff that, like, my grandmother always taught me because, like, her grandparents have taught her and, like, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Like, never close a knife you didn't open or you get 7 years of bad luck.
Never close a knife?
Yeah, you didn't open or you get 7 years of bad luck.
How do you close a knife?
Like, if you, like, pop it open.
A knife?
Yeah. Like, you know, like the...
Like a pocket knife.
Yeah. That they, like, flip open.
Yeah, what about it?
Never close one you didn't open.
Okay. I was thinking about it, I'm like, I think there's an open pocket knife in my
house. No, I know. Right a penny, you go, penny.
So I just started skirting off.
mobile pocket. In the washer.
Penny in the wall. Oh, I've had plenty of those.
Yeah. You said really to nobody's surprise. Always go out the same door you came in. Eat.
I'm dying tomorrow. Peas. I'm sorry.
Eat black-eyed peas or collard greens with hog jaw on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I haven't done that either.
So. No, so those are some Appalachian rules that person's family's folklore follows.
But yeah, I don't think Florida applies to that, so I think I'm fine.
Florida, which, fun fact, the Appalachian Range goes from, like, far as fuck. It's, like, Georgia, Alabama, like, it's, like, 5 or 6 states.
Yeah, it's not Florida, we'll tell you that.
No.
I think the Florida rituals, I'm gonna tell my kids, don't ever go to Publix and not get a pub sub. Don't...
Ever look a gator in the eye.
Yeah. Don't ever get on I-4 thinking there's going to be no traffic.
Don't ever go to Disney on a holiday.
Those are, like, the Florida...
Those are the Florida...
commandments.
Commandments.
Yeah. Way different than the Appalachian ones.
Facts. So, a little bit of history.
Okay.
The Appalachian Mountains are 480 million years old. So they were, around during Pangaea.
Okay.
So that's why I think it's that some of the... I think it's that the Scottish Highlands or some... Like, I think it... I feel like it's the Scottish Highlands actually match with and have the same structure as the Appalachian Mountains because that is the other half, I think, when Pangaea split it.
That makes sense because it's on the East Coast, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some notable mentions about it. They have, like, 1,000, and we'll get more into them. They have, like, the Flatwood Monsters, Bigfoot. They
oh, a lot of cryptids.
The Moon-Eyed People. They have a lot
the
of
The Moon-Eyed People?
The Moon-Eyed People, which ended up just being white people, but we'll get into that.
They're pretty
Bell
scary.
Witch. Remember?
Oh, the Bell Witch. Hey, shout out Bell Witch.
Shout out Bell Witch.
I like that.
But the Appalachian Mountains goes through periods of growth and regrowth. They once were as tall as the Alps, but when the split happened for Pangaea, they almost leveled out completely. And they, just with sediment and other stuff, I guess, have grown back up.
It's my short king right there.
He is thriving.
The Appalachian Mountains are the short kings of the country.
We love a short king.
Exactly.
We're into a short king.
I don't like how you looked at me like that when you said that, but that's fine.
It's fine.
I'm 6'3", so...
He said, don't look at me like that. But a lot of families in this mountain range, short kings and all, have been there for hundreds of years. I think there's actually a family I saw, like, on TikTok. They're blue. They're blue. It's like Smurfs? it's like a genetic makeup or genetic thing in them that, like, their family is, like, blue. Like, their skin's blue.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I think they live in the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But.
That makes sense.
Why?
Anything goes in the Appalachian
Mountains. That's true. We'll get to why everything fucking goes. So, a little bit about the area, besides the families have been there for hundreds of years, the poverty level there is higher than the rest of the country. It's 15.8% versus the rest of the country, which is 14.1%.
Yeah.
The median income is 82.5% of the national median income.
We're getting political in this. I like it.
And even the heart disease mortality rates are 42% higher than the national average.
Yeah, because they're eating straight lard up there.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
It's literally it's basically, again, not to sound harsh, but it's backwoods. Like,
yeah. We wouldn't want to go there.
No.
I got you.
No.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. So basically that area, they have been a community, like, that this has been a thing for years and years.
Are they inbred?
I don't think that's politically correct. Like, it's not that all of them are.
No, but did they practice that?
I don't want to say it's common, but it's
It's there.
It's not frowned upon.
It nicked them a little bit.
Yeah, like, it looked at them.
It did
take a look. But how it started with the Appalachian Mountains was that Native Americans were the first people to inhabit the Appalachian Mountains.
Makes sense.
At least 6,000 BCE, but the mound builders, which I guess is like a tribal group.
Okay.
They came about 900 BC, mostly controlled in the south of the Appalachian Range by the Cherokee, and the north was controlled by the Algonquin tribe, and then the Iroquois.
That's
tribe.
Pretty good, yeah.
If I'm saying that correctly.
Probably are.
Eventually, the Europeans came and ruined it and established themselves, and they became the poster child for Man of the Land. So, basically, like, Davy Crockett, like, raccoon on their head. Like,
hell yeah, baby.
Man, he said USA.
USA. Wow. Jake would be going crazy.
No, I know. Jake would be barking right now.
Stop. Holy shit.
But
shout out to Jake if he's listening.
Shout out Jake for that. But so basically, from there, it just progressed of the European settlers coming over and ruining shit. So that included the Moon-Eyed people, which we'll get to them. But
I really want you to get to the Moon-Eyed people.
So that is a little bit about just the general land history.
Okay.
Of the Appalachian Mountains.
That's good. That was probably one of your best geographical, like, things that you've said on this podcast.
Because I feel like everything else we do is not real.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I just remember you saying that, like,
the Boston, or...
It was like the Bellwitch or something like that, and you're like, oh, I have no idea where fucking Massachusetts is.
No, it was a Denver.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's just because I'm stupid. That's not really.
It was something else too that kind of just tickled my toes, and I was like, did you really just ask that?
You said, wow, you actually know nothing about history. good job though. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But
that was good. That was probably your best one.
That is a rough base history.
Okay, what goes on in the Appalachian?
We'll get a little bit to the
Appalachian Trail. Like, let's get it.
So there are some rules to the Appalachia
Like the collard greens and all that? Is that what you're talking about? Or like, no, don't go by yourself.
Like, there's other rules of that people that I've seen like universally on a lot of TikToks. Like, okay. Never be in the woods dusk to dawn. Whew. Never leave a marked trail. It's marked for a reason. If voices are close, they're far away. But if they're far away, they're very close. You know?
Okay.
If anyone says your name, don't answer them.
Oh, that's creepy.
I know. That's creepy. Not whistle or sing in the woods.
Okay.
And don't look into the trees.
That's kind of hard because it's a lot of forest out there.
No, I know. It's just trees. But that's basically the rules. The biggest one, I think, is to not go out at night and not, like, basically don't go out at night because anything after dusk is not the best.
Dude, that just, like, creeped me out with, like, the whole, like, hearing your name, like if you hear your name, like
it, because also, like the voices, a like, lot of times, which we'll get to some of the cryptids that they deal with mm-hmm. in the Appalachian Mountains, but some of the cryptids like will mimic your family members' voices. Oh, okay. And they'll mimic like other things, so you
see, I'll be walking the trail and I'll hear my name and I'll be like, Madison, what are you doing out here?
No, really. You said, you hate trails.
You hate the outside. You're supposed to be on your honeymoon. What are you doing here?
No, really. And then I send you a picture of Charleston. You said, oh. Simon Lutz. yeah, no, that would scare me, especially if it's like, because sometimes it'll mimic a cry. So, like, imagine hearing, like, your mom cry.
Yeah.
Or, like, or your mom, like, scream or something. You're obviously going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. If I heard you, I'd be like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, she probably fell. Like, she's okay.
Not uncommon for her.
Not really. She doesn't like the outdoors. She's okay.
That's you okay? Okay.
Okay. Not really. You see my body just get dragged away.
It's in the woods. Oh, I was supposed to look in the trees.
No, really. But yeah, so don't. Hope that helps. So some of the monsters that we can come in contact with out there, we have a lot.
Alright.
So starting off at number one, we have the Mothman.
Oh, my boy.
He has been spotted out there.
My boy. I love the Mothman.
Marissa was going to be the Mothman for Halloween last year. She didn't.
Marissa?
Doing that, yeah. I don't think she had time to put together a costume, but I definitely feel like
she's big enough for it.
She should have been, damn.
Tall, I meant tall. Like.
Yeah, no, she's tall.
Yeah.
She's tall on that one.
But like, didn't we talk about the Mothman? On an episode?
We did.
Yeah.
So the Mothman.
Love that boy.
He's there. He in that bitch.
I'd go just to see Mothman.
As we talked about in that episode, which you can go back and listen to, he was credited for a bridge collapse. Two couples reported seeing him in 1966.
Guy. Maybe he collapsed the bridge and not the boat. And
did you see that?
Too soon, but
that was crazy.
That was crazy.
It was almost like watching. It didn't look like a real. That sounds really weird. It didn't look like a real bridge.
I literally woke up and I was like, is this in a video game or something?
No, I'm like, so serious. It looked, that was crazy. I was like, that's not. And like one of the people that I work with mm-hmm. was telling me that she's from that area. And she was like, yeah, like I just don't. She's like, I just really can't believe that even happened. Like she goes, because I've driven over that bridge 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine seeing something that happened to the Howard Franklin. Or
like
something
a Skyway,
like that.
Yeah.
I don't go on the Skyway anyway.
You don't? Okay.
Absolutely not. Why?
I go on it.
You're crazy.
It's like a roller coaster. You go up and then down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Won't be doing that, but thank you so much for that.
Of course.
The next thing is the Flatwoods Monster.
Okay.
Which I had never heard of. I feel like I was pretty brushed up on cryptids, but I guess not with the Flatwoods Monster.
Okay, let's hear about them.
Basically, the Flatwoods Monster is a 10-foot green body with a blood-red face. The Flatwoods Monster was initially spotted. I think these kids were on their way home from school,
mm-hmm.
and they saw something in the distance, and they got freaked out, and they got their parents, and they're like, hey, there's something in the woods. And then they went to go look for them, and the monster was, like, levitating. Because, okay, here's the thing. And also, because of that whole situation, it prompted a United States Air Force inquiry in 1952.
Oh, this is old.
Yeah, like, this was, like, in the 50s. So my thing, though, is, like, because some of the cryptids I can understand and I can agree that they might not be real.
Yeah.
You know, like, I, like, Bigfoot. It's like, okay, it's very possible that it was just either a bear standing on its hind legs, like a blurry picture from far away, yeah. Or it's like, oh, maybe it's just a really tall guy that's just hairy as fuck. Well, you know? But, like, something like the Flatwoods Monster where it's like, oh, it was a 10-foot, like, green body with a blood-red face. It's like, what else was that?
You know, it's funny because, like, last week, I wanted to... You know how I was saying, like, oh, I want to get someone in, like, a room and, like, interrogate them? Like, another thing I wish I could do is, like, more or less be, like, a fly on the wall in, like, certain moments that happen. Like, when those kids saw that thing, like, just be, like, a...
Like, see what they saw.
Yeah, see what they saw. Or, like, people that, like, say they saw something be, like, oh, I wish I was there to, like, see what they saw. Right. So I can kind of make my own opinion on it. Like, alien, like... It, when someone says they got abducted, like, or they saw, like, a bright white light in the woods and they got abducted, like, I want to be right there next to them when they get abducted, kind of thing, to see, like, like, what happened.
No, I agree. And I...
Be like a ghost, kind of, like, nothing can hurt you, you can't touch anything, you're just, like, you're just watching it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, like I said, I feel like with something, like, even with Mothman, I'm like, I feel like... Anything that's, like, a big dark figure, I'm like, that could be anything. That could be a tree. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
exactly.
That
yeah.
could, but, or that could be, like, a tree with an owl in it. That
yeah.
people are like, oh, I see the red eyes. It's a moth. And it's like, nope, it's just an owl.
That's funny. But I, like, used to have, like, a punching bag in my room. And, like, I would have, like, my jacket draped over it. Like, you know, like, one
oh,
of those.
Oh, yeah. And it looked like one.
And, like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, what the fuck is that in, the like, my closet or something? Or, like, no, in the corner correct. Of my room. So, like... You know, it's, like, stuff like that where it's, like, obviously that's not real, and it's, like, just something, but it looks real.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a skeptic, but, like, you kind of say this. Like, you say, like, tree with an owl in it.
Yeah.
Might be, like...
But what about the Flatwoods Monster?
Yeah, that's, like, different. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that in the middle of a forest, it's more so the... It's more so that it was glowing and
yeah.
it was levitating.
Yeah.
And the face was red. Like, there were too many things that I'm, like, what natural thing could that have been? Uranium. Yeah. Like, or it was an alien. Maybe it wasn't a monster. Maybe it was an alien.
Gosh, I really want to see an alien.
Because also, the Air Force, like, because the way they, I hate how they, like, phrase certain things, because they make it seem like getting an Air Force inquiry is, like, easy. I don't know how easy it was back in the 50s, or if it was easy, but, like, I feel like it wasn't that easy that they were just like, oh, well, it did call into that, like, called that into investigation, but nothing too big, you know?
I don't even know how to contact the Air Force.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who do you call? NASA?
Wow.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if, that's why I almost think it was an alien, because I almost wonder if they were investigating something, like, and then they were like, they heard about that, and they were like, oh, yeah, I wonder if this is the alien. That
yeah, they're like, damn, he's on the loose. And
yeah, no, dead like, what if that was, like, Yoda? Like, or,
but
like,
Yoda's
ET.
Not tall. Neither is E.T.
No, but I'm saying, like, what if it was, like, an E.T. situation? Right? Like, he just, like, ran away.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
So that could be a possibility. We've talked about the Bell Witch a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'll just briefly touch on the Bell Witch, that they believe it to be a girl named Kate Batts, who was cheated in land by John Bell. She passed. And then from 1817 to 1821, she would come as an animal, as... different forms.
I don't think we talked about she can shapeshift like that.
Well, she was a ghost, so I'm saying, like,
oh, she
is more like, it wasn't like she was just like a witch shapeshifting. So it was more like she was trying to get into the Bell Farm to just torture them. But she had, they say that with her, you could, they can still hear her cackles. Correct.
Yeah,
so they, okay. They said that she hasn't actually been spotted since the 1800s, 1900s.
We'll make her reappear. Get us in that place right
maybe,
now.
And we talk about her respectfully. I feel like she would want to hang out with us. Like, I feel like, there's certain cryptids that I feel like, low-key, if we met them, we could be friends with them.
Cryptids?
Like,
or like ghosts?
Witch, both.
I think so.
I think we have calming spirits.
I think we got, I think some friendly... the ghost that we can get, like, we wouldn't
Casper.
Well, like Casper, I think Sally. I think we definitely get Sally on our side. Robert, I saw him, like, they did a thing. I was watching, like, a Miami Marlins game, and they were like, you know how, like, different cities will make commercials for, like, oh, come see, like, Miami, come see Cleveland, come see whatever. There was one from Miami, and it was like, oh, come see Miami and, like, Key West or whatever, and it showed, like, Robert the Doll.
No, I know.
And I think I texted you about it or something like that, and I was like, Massa, I just saw Robert the Doll on TV.
Because I want to ask, like, because then that makes me wonder, like, do as many people have an effect from the doll as they say, or do you think it's one of those things where people just kind of play it up, and that's why it's, like, a tourist attraction, that they feel comfortable sending it them to it, because... Yeah. I feel like if it was actually killing people, they wouldn't be like, hey. Like, I don't know. I've never seen a conjuring house.
Oh, yeah, no.
For, like, New York. Or not New York, but that's very many
people. But I think, like, Robert the Doll's in, like, a...
He's in a museum, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all of them are museums.
Except for Annabelle.
Where's she? Yeah, she's on a no commercial. She.
Well, she's in, like, a Conjuring House, like, museum. Like, Robert the Doll's in just, like, a Key West old-timey museum, you know?
I just want to know.
Did you see the TikTok I sent you about Annabelle? Where they're, like, moving her?
Yeah.
I wish I could be there to, like, move her.
I know, because also, like, I just want to, like, look at... I hate... Like, dolls freak me out as it is, but there's so many dolls that I feel like are haunted, for sure.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like... They went crazy. Like, they were holding her with gloves, and they had to, like... Oh, man, I would...
Especially since, like, people are holding her with gloves.
I'm like, I'm a raw dog. Just fucking hold her with my hands and just
put her... Handle her. You said, bitch, get in the box. Yeah, I'm not fucking playing with you.
We're getting... Oh, my gosh.
Spearfinger is a witch.
Okay, we're going to talk about her. Cherokee, okay. Those are the dangerous ones, too.
Yeah. Knife Finger would pretend to be
Long Knife Finger. That's her name?
Like, that's why they called her Spear Finger, because she had one long knife finger. I know. And she would pretend to be kid's grandmother, like a grandmother, like she would shapeshift and pretend to be their grandmother, and then she would kill them.
Like, so, oh, like La Llorona.
Yeah. So she was also destroyed, but you can also still hear her laughs in the forest. So
that was just funny. Like, I just picture, like, one long, like, Freddy Krueger, like, knife.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
But, like, I'm thinking of, like, a kitchen knife on her finger. Yeah, no, like, not like a
butcher knife.
Yeah, like, not like a just a finger, like a pointy ass finger, or, like, a long nail. I just think, like, literally a kitchen knife is, like, taped on her finger.
Yeah, I feel like I would have that's to see, because I feel like a spear makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like a spear finger, that, like, her actual, like, given Cherokee name, I guess.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
But, like, those Indian, like, Cherokee, like, ghosts and, I don't know, like, legends are, like, scary.
Yeah, because...
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like also with, like, because Native Americans have been here for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That there's just, which that, there's, like, another, like, the Brown Mountain Lights. There's another thing list. So that's basically a bunch of lights that they see over the mountain range.
That's just aliens right there. straight up aliens.
No, I know. And it's literally like glowing orbs that started in like the 1913 that they just see over the mountain range. And first people were saying that they were like other lights, like street lights, whatever. And then all the power went out and they were still there.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it wasn't a glare or anything like that. But they said it was because of the battle between the Cherokee and Catawba. Catawba? I don't want to say it incorrectly, but
go ahead.
Warriors. You should go off. It started in, I told you it started in 1913, yep. But after that battle, a bunch of wives and, you know, mother, sister, whoever, like, went to go look for the fallen soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that they think that those spirits, because you would just see the lights of them looking, they think that those lights are just orbs of spirits still looking for the fallen soldiers.
Oh, that's really, yeah, that's nice. That's good. It could definitely be that. That'd be sick to see. I would like to, that doesn't seem like
I would like to see it too. It doesn't seem like a scary paranormal thing. It definitely, I feel like it would feel like a soothing thing.
Yeah. Like, if they're looking for me, you know, like, I'm right here. Hey.
I'm right here. You know,
kind of thing.
And, like, but that's basically, like, a lot of the haunted structures or anything that they've had is mostly because of things being built on, like, Indian burial grounds mm-hmm. and just not being respected overall. That causes those issues. So, okay. You know, take that as you will. We've talked about Bigfoot. That's another thing that's been cited Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, and boy.
That you said, me and Sasquatch locked in.
We're tight.
Another one is a Wendigo.
Oh, don't want to mess with those, man. Don't want to mess with those.
15 foot tall with thin, they have a thin body. They have a skin very pulled tightly back.
Yep.
Their bones visible. They typically smell of rotten decay. So they say that you can typically smell them before you see them.
Didn't we have an episode on Wendigos?
Yeah.
Because there's like two types.
There's like, because they have like, they also, I did read in some Reddit forums that they have like, in the Appalachian Mountains, there's flesh gates. So mm-hmm. I guess like skinwalkers, Wendigos, and flesh gates are all similar, but I think they're different depending on,
like, where you are.
Or, yeah.
Like, location-wise.
Yeah. So, I think the Wendigos might be more of a Native American
thing. So.
And then I think skinwalkers and flesh gates are more of, like, a European version of that. But, I mean, they're all pretty much the same. That they, what I was talking about earlier, they can mimic human voices and cries. And that they can even go as far as possessing other things. So, they can possess other humans. They can possess other animals, like...
Yeah. Well, if to anybody like listening to this or watching it, if you want to see like a good representation of both, first episode of Supernatural I think has them.
Yeah.
And then
I love Supernatural.
If you haven't seen the movie The Ritual, it's on Netflix, I think.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's a pretty good movie. I think it's one of the best horror movies I've ever seen. But that shows like they went to like Norway or something like that. And the Wendigo was, like, this deer, big deer thing that would, like...
That's frightening.
And there was, like, a cult behind it, and they would have, like, the cult would sacrifice people to, like, the Wendigo. It was super, like, scary and everything. It was a great movie, but if you don't like horror movies, don't watch it, obviously. But I think it shows a good representation of it, of, like, the European Wendigo, and then, like, the American for Supernatural. It's pretty good.
I definitely... will look at it, because I feel like they also have, like, I feel like I would like to say it's Germany.
Okay.
Has, like, a Wendigo version, or, like, some, like, thing that kind of looks like one.
I do think it like, stems from, like, Native American kind of, I definitely have heard of that. Like, that sounds like a Native American thing.
Wendigo. Yeah, and that's a lot of, like, a lot of, in the Appalachian Mountains has a lot of Native American influence because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like would make sense for all of, like, the spirits and all of that kind of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So, another one, and at the end of this, I want you also to be thinking which one of these you would want to be face-to-face with.
Okay.
So, well...
I already have my answer.
Okay. Well, the Moon-Eyed people don't count, because they're actual people.
Oh, we haven't gotten to the Moon. I need.
No, they're. I'm saving the best for.
Oh, you're gonna save them till.
Damn. They're not real cryptids. They're like honorable mentions.
Okay.
They're what people thought were cryptids, but they're just people. They're just white people.
That's crazy.
The Wampus Cat.
Oh, Wampus Cat, man.
The Wampus Cat is a large feline cat with eyes that drive you to insanity. So it basically looks like just a big lion with six legs.
Yeah, that sounds yellow. Six legs.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone I know.
And it has yellow eyes.
It's yellow and has yellow eyes.
They say that the legend comes from a Cherokee legend that a woman was hiding under a cat pelt. Okay. And I believe that she got killed under that cat pelt.
Okay.
So it was like that the sorcerer or the witch turned her, like, I guess, like, killed her and turned her into that. Like, turned her into the Wampus Cat.
Okay.
So basically, if you stare at her too long or, like, you make eye contact with her, it can drive you to the point of madness.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Something I have to experience, but okay.
He said, all right, go off. And last but not least, the Moon-Eyed people.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
So basically the Moon-Eyed people were short, pale, very skinny, and bearded humans with really large, bright blue eyes. And essentially they weren't mythical, but people thought that they were, like, they called them Moon-Eyed people. They thought they were, like, trolls or something. And then they realized that they were just, like, Scandinavian. Or, like they were from, they were, like, European of some sort. But they were considered, like, a separate race. Like, for whatever reason, the Europeans that were here were, like, I don't fuck with whatever you look like. So they literally considered them a separate race. Like, they were trolls. And they viewed them as a threat. So, like, they would, they're quite literally treating them as if they are, that's why they're honorable mention last one, because they are getting treated as if they are cryptids, but they're not cryptids. They're quite literally just pale, blue-eyed people.
Okay.
With beards.
So,
could you imagine if someone was so disgusted by your appearance that they were like, you have to be a cryptid.
You gotta be an
alien. You gotta be a fucking cryptid. Like, that would...
Oh my god!
Like, that would
be my 13th reason, right?
That'd be it. That would be the 13th reason.
Well, speaking of the Moon-Eyed people,
I thought you were going to say, speaking of 13 reasons.
No, there was a. I see these things on TikTok. From what I saw in the beginning, I see these things on TikTok. Of course, at like 1 a.m., and it has like obviously like, it has like some creepy music behind it, and it's like this AI generated like thing of like. Oh, I'll send you one next time I see it. But it's like, why you shouldn't visit, like, Wyoming? Or, like, why you shouldn't go into, like...
Oh, and it's always, like, yeah, an AI voice.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't visit
Wyoming. Yeah.
And it's like, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. And so, I was watching one last night, and it was, like... These, like, it was... It sent me down, like, a rabbit hole. And so, last night, I was looking at it, I saw it, and it was, like, these small people, they have sharp teeth, like, small humans, pretty much, with sharp teeth, and... They, like, lure, like, kids mostly on, like, trails, like the Appalachian Trail or something like that. And they'll, like, guide you in and then they'll, like, eat you, sacrifice you, whatever. And then they'll play, like, tricks on, like, adults and everything like that. But I think... Well, I went into the comments and like, everyone was like, oh, why am I getting this at 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah. Whatever. And then they had, like, you know the blue search things in TikTok comments? The one was like, oh... Who are these, like, things? Like, who are, like, backstory of whatever. I can't even pronounce their name. But I clicked on it, and I went down this, like, rabbit hole of, like, researching them. And apparently, there's one... And there's, like, a mummy. Like, two gold miners went digging for gold in, like, some state. I think Wyoming, honestly. And, oh, the Pedro Mountains in Wyoming. Yeah. And they hit like, a 4x4, like, room. And there was a mummy sitting, like, in a monk position. And it was, like, there's this, like, little humanoid figure on it, maybe, like, a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, maybe. Just sitting down in, like, a monk position. And they named it Pedro. That's so Pedro Mountains, everything like that. And then, so, this was in, like, 1930 or something like that. So, throughout the years, they're, like, handing it off and, you know, people are, like, examining it. It wasn't fake because it had, like, a full skeleton inside and everything. And people were saying, like, oh, like... Yeah, we don't know what this is. Like, it definitely is a human. But, like, some people are saying it had, like, anencephalus or anencephaly. Yeah. Or, where, like, part of their brain it doesn't grow. Like,
yeah.
So they have, like, a flat skull or, like, they have some, like, dents in their skull. I feel like that wasn't a politically correct term to say dents in your skull. But...
I like how that flags you. Anything else you say, that's politically fine, but that...
Because I know someone was going to text me after this airs, and they're going to be like...
I feel like there's a couple things... You're going to get a text from, like, Brandy that's going to be like, hey, so that was actually tick number 4. Yeah. Alexa's going to be like 6.
So, yeah, they're saying, like, that, but, like, the... When they did the x-ray of the figure, it had, like, a fully fused skull, so it couldn't have been, like, a kid.
Right.
With anencephaly or anything. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they're saying like this like had to have been an adult, and it had sharp teeth and everything like that. No one knows where the mummy is now, like today. But you know, it just got me thinking, like, there could be like little tiny, like 2 foot tall people like running around in like a forest, you know.
And we would have no idea.
And like the name of the tribe or whatever, or the name of the people that they go by, means like human or like man eater or like human eater or like can't like basically I cannibal. I think
people forget that there not everywhere is like Western civilization.
Yeah.
So like I think people forget that there are people that do still practice cannibalism. And then on top of that, there are a ton of people that, I don't say a ton of people, but there are people that live off the grid. Like, oh, I feel like people forget, you don't have to be registered in the world. I mean, you're supposed to be, I guess, legally.
Registered.
But I'm saying, like, there's some, like, I saw someone on Reddit that they just never filed taxes, so they just never have had to pay them because there's nothing they're looking for. They've never filed them.
They're just not on...
There's not anything. Right. And there's some people, like, there's some parents that, like, keep their kids out of school. Or, that's and, like, just decide. But they're not even, like, homeschooling. Like, they just decide to, like, world school them kind of thing. Where they don't follow, like, a curriculum and they don't have to, like, take a test or anything. But, like, I'm sure there's, like, societies that live in the, like, that live in the woods. And that they're just not the paying Amish. Taxes. Good for them.
That's who they are, the Amish.
They make butter.
Cracker Country.
Okay, don't even get me started. We're not getting started on Cracker Country.
All right.
So I can't. Oh my god, I don't have my microphone.
Oh my gosh.
So I can't get started on Cracker Country because we ran out of storage. So we're just gonna wrap this up, apparently.
By the way, wait. We have to explain what Cracker Country is.
Though. Yeah, Cracker Country is basically you like churn butter, and
it's an old time
like an old time thing like colonial.
Yeah.
And you can like churn butter. You can like sew things. It shows you like old houses. An old schoolhouse.
You get, like, old Coke bottles and sarsaparilla.
You can go to, like, the general store and get, like, honey sticks and, like, old-time toys.
Yep.
So, 10 out of 10 if you're in Tampa or have a kid that can go to Cracker Country or want to be a part of my 25-person group. Me and Jace will be running it. So, don't worry. We're going to get texts. Like, hey, Booze and Bays takes on Cracker Country. So, Jace, to wrap this up, I guess... According to your phone, what thing would you want to like? What cryptid honorable mention? I guess not honorable mention because they're just humans.
Okay.
But what cryptid would you want to?
Are you talking about like realistically, like
realistically,
or like which face? One? Like, what I want say, to fight?
No, not like let's say you were in the Appalachian Mountains. Like, if what would be your best case scenario if you had to? If you had to face one of them,
well, it's definitely the blue or the moon-eyed people.
Okay, well, not the moon-eyed people and not the lights.
Give me that list again. Let me see the list real quick.
So,
oh, you put that shit away.
I would.
He was ready to get out of here once the phone.
No, because I knew my answer.
I don't.
I would say Bigfoot because I've never heard any record of Bigfoot, like, attacking anyone. It's always, like, Bigfoot is just, like, far away walking. Like, he doesn't seem like he's
BML? Doing
much. That's the Brown Mountain Lights.
Oh, okay. Wampus Cat. Oh, I kind of want to see the Wampus Cat. I'm, like, along with you.
The Wampus Cat, I feel like I just gotta, just don't look at it.
I would want to look. No, you know who I'm going with?
The Mothman.
I've said it in previous episodes. Mothman's my guy. I'm gonna have to see that dude.
I'm gonna have to see it through, my guy.
Yep, Mothman. That's my.
Do you think you could like battle him though?
Nope, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I kind of because here's the thing with the Wampus Cat. I definitely want to see the Wampus Cat because I want to see a six-legged like cat thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
how big is it? Like, is it a person?
That's what I'm saying. Is it a house cat?
Yeah. Because if it's a house cat, I feel like I should not look at it.
But like, I want to look at it. That's the thing.
I should look at its legs.
That's the craziest thing.
Look at its eyes.
You know, like I'm gonna get a lot of hate for saying this too, but like. Isn't it weird that the funniest and the most... All right, so camera went out again for storage reasons.
Yeah, so...
So we're going to hurry this up. I'm fighting Mothman, or I want to see Mothman, but I also want to see...
Wampus Cat.
Wampus Cat. Like I said, it's so weird because the things that you weren't supposed to look at, you want to look at.
Like an accident.
I was going to say something different, but yes, like an accident. Mm-hmm. And like... Weird looking people, like you're not supposed to look at them, but like
you do
because you want to see. Same thing with like a Wampus Cat. Not supposed to look at the Wampus Cat. But I want to see the Wampus Cat.
Facts.
Exactly.
Okay, so I guess we can wrap this up.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So. Wait, did you want to add anything?
Remember?
Yeah, but did you want to add anything else? Because you're gonna have to hurry if we're gonna add anything else.
No, I said I wanted to fight. Or I wanted to see what's his face. The Sasquatch, because they're usually far away and he's usually nice.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, find the Flatwoods Monster, because it's probably an alien. They can beam me up.
The what?
The Flatwoods Monster. It's probably an alien.
Whatever.
Beam me up, Scotty. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe. If you haven't already, to all places you listen to podcasts before we run out of storage again. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.